Well, we are so pleased to open the program this morning with the interim commissioner from the Connecticut Insurance Department. Josh Hirschman is with us, and I hate the clumsy interim commissioner, Mr. Hirschman. If I can call you Josh, that'd be great.
Josh is perfect.
Fantastic. So let's start introducing you a little bit to the folks that have tuned in this morning. I understand, talking to you just a few moments before we turned on the mic, that you've had a little bit of a boomerang experience with the Connecticut Insurance Department. Let's hear a little bit about your background.
Yeah, sure. So I started at the Connecticut Insurance Department in 2019 as the Deputy Insurance Commissioner under Commissioner Mays. And I served in that role until about May of 2022. And it really was a wonderful job, super interesting. Got to get involved in a lot of different areas of the insurance department and really was able to support consumers and drive innovation in the state.
Did you come from an educational or maybe even a family background that had anything to do with insurance?
Yeah, it's funny. A lot of people in the insurance industry do come from family. And you always hear, I think, two ways people enter into the insurance industry. It's either, oh, my mom or dad said it's a great place to be, or they currently are working there, or it's I fell into it. And mine is more of the category of I fell into it. I was an attorney in mostly business planning and business litigation practice. And I got to support Governor Lamont in his 2018 campaign, helping drive on the legal side. And I was a deputy treasurer there. And then, you know, I really was interested in getting involved in state government. And people were suggesting that the deputy insurance commissioner role is actually a really cool job to have because insurance is the capital of Connecticut's the capital of insurance. So
yes.
I asked them if it was something I could do. They let me do it, and I really dug into it. I took it very seriously in the sense of trying to learn everything. There's the UConn Law, Insurance Law Center offers LLM classes in insurance work, and I took as many of those as I could. I participated in every single possible area at the insurance department to really learn the space, and I loved it. Insurance is an amazing space to work because there's so much opportunity, and I think whenever I get a chance to talk to younger people about career opportunities, I always tell them to think about insurance. You know, even on the social media side, I was talking to someone just recently, they were saying that they're interested in being, you know, something like an influencer or a social media person. I said, geez, you know, you should look into the insurance industry. And they found a really cool internship with Cigna that did just that. So I think that there's so much opportunity in the space, and people shouldn't pass up, an insurance job.
Yeah. It's so funny, Josh. I remember when I was in high school, and they had the standard. What are the top most secure careers you could go into? And I remember then that becoming an actuary was going to be a job you could learn and work for life. And when I looked up some of the most secure and stable long-term employment options that a young person or anyone could choose today, it's still being an actuary.
Yeah. Actuaries are such an interesting group of people because they are so smart in their space, and it's so interesting how they think about risk, and I love talking to actuaries.
Yeah. Well, we've got a lot to talk about today. While we are taping this, the Friday before the big one, I'm sure as long as everything is airing on schedule this morning, the snowflakes are beginning to fall, or folks are sharpening their snow shovels or their ice skates or both. Let's talk a little bit about the important role that the Connecticut Insurance Department plays when the state of Connecticut's residents become concerned about disaster preparedness.
Yeah. So the Connecticut Insurance Department is really on the back end of the disasters. We participate with all the other emergency management services in the sense that we're on sort of the recovery side. So, you know, what we recommend ahead of a storm like this is to really make sure that you understand what your home insurance policy covers, have access to that, make sure you know who your home insurance carrier is. And if there is going to be a claim, reach out early to your carrier. And if you have any problems at all reaching out to your carrier, always feel free to reach out to the Connecticut Insurance Department. And our Consumer Affairs Division is always willing to help out and help solve your problems.
Yeah, and I imagine it's almost exactly the same advice if you're a business owner in the state.
Yeah, 100%.
Very good. Obviously, we've been hearing a lot in the news about stuff related to insurance these days. One of those things goes back a few weeks, and that is some changes that came down from the federal level regarding childhood vaccines. And you know, Connecticut's in a very blessed and unique position to be able to react to that and pivot accordingly to make sure that our children are best protected.
Yeah. You know, I think that there was a little bit of confusion that came out around the childhood vaccines. It's sort of a reclass from the standard that was set by the CDC before. And the bottom line is we put out a press release, I think, in early January, we're still in January. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is the parents still have access to these vaccines. And the only different thing that has to happen now is there might be an additional conversation between the provider and the parent. The goal, of course, is to make sure that those conversations happen. And, you know, the science is clear that vaccines make a difference. The science is also clear that herd immunity is a thing. So we want to make sure that everyone gets vaccinated and that this doesn't create a gap in individuals' vaccination records.
Yeah, I'm sure that you and Commissioner Giuthani over at the Department of Public Health probably are in line over this. But honestly, the bottom line that folks need to know is the situation has not changed here in Connecticut. Everything that a parent of children who received vaccinations in the past, essentially, there's no transition, no changes, nothing that's going to be withheld or taken away from them.
No, not at all. The carriers will still be covering these vaccines. Like I said, it's just your provider might say, you know, instead of saying that they should absolutely have this, they might say, well, what do you think? There might be just more of a dialogue on the front end. And my hope is that that doesn't chill any of the otherwise interest in getting a vaccine. Because like I said, you know, getting a vaccine here for all the childhood diseases is important. Not only is it important from a herd immunity standpoint, but it's also important from a health standpoint, just, you know, keeping our pool of people in Connecticut healthy will hopefully drive down the cost of insurance in the long run.
Very good. You know, something that had been talked about for a painfully long time would be the changes in the way that insurance policies that had been available on the marketplace, you know, through Obamacare and such, the subsidies for those programs had either changed, lapsed, or ended. Let's talk a little bit about how Connecticut and your department is playing a leadership role, has also been able to pivot to try to help as many folks as possible stay engaged with health insurance.
All the credit is due to the governor on this one. Governor Lamont did an amazing job of sort of driving the legislature to putting into a pot of money to help cover these subsidies. So $70 million was established to help cover the gap in the enhanced subsidy. And where that $700 million really went is to the, or $70 million really went is to the most vulnerable public, the most vulnerable individuals in the state. So if you were at the 200-400% federal poverty limit, then you would receive essentially no change in your coverage if you it's from last year. So that enhanced subsidy is covered, and then it tiers down depending on where you fall. But you know, ultimately the goal is to get as many people access to health insurance. Health insurance, you know, similar to having vaccines, it gives you the opportunity to have vaccines, but it also gives you the opportunity for, you know, preventative care. And again, if the goal is to have a healthier pool of people, then getting care early and getting care often is going to drive the ultimate cost of insurance down in the state. So I think that right now the numbers are around 3% of an increase year over year in the exchange, which is amazing. And I think that's, you know, that's because of Governor Lamont's quick action there. And I would say that it'll be interesting to see what happens in the federal government, because it's going to be very difficult to continue having subsidies, you know, piecemeal together like this. But the other thing I just wanted to know is you have until January 31st right now to get coverage for starting February 1. So if you didn't already get coverage and you're listening, please log on, check out the you know, ACA for Connecticut, and they have a great team over there. They'll be able to set you up with insurance pretty quickly.
Yeah, no, and I'm counting on being able to talk with some folks from Access Health CT to provide a little bit more concentrated discussion around that whole thing. But to leave this subject before we do, Josh, can you please just what is the message that you have for the younger people who may be looking at some changes in their insurance situation and are weighing whether or not to actually keep health insurance?
It's a very tough situation, I think, for a lot of people, because there are a lot of people that make above those limits that we were discussing, and they're stuck with having a high premium, and they say to themselves that they're very healthy. So, you know, should they sacrifice their funds today to make sure that they have insurance? That is a tough question, but ultimately you don't realize how much you need in health insurance until you have health, until you have a problem. And so I would say you have to figure out a way to stay insured. I know it's a difficult time, but the cost is worth the benefit on this one.
Very good. Thank you. One of the tried and true providers that has been a staple of the Connecticut health insurance marketplace is ConnectiCare. And they've experienced some changes recently to the extent that you're working hard to make sure that their customers are fully informed every step of the way. Can you walk us through the backstory and how your department is working on addressing concerns from ConnectiCare clients and consumers today?
Yeah, so ConnectiCare has moved to a new system, the system which is run by Molina Healthcare, who is now ConnectiCare's parent. And we understand that there have been some issues with the system and integration. In fact, just Wednesday of this week, the 21st, we put out a consumer notice about that to make sure that consumers understand what to do. So if you are running into a problem right now, your coverage is active as of January 1, 2026. So don't worry about your coverage. If you have problems with your ID cards, they've been mailed, and if you haven't received them yet, you know, please reach out to the Connecticut Insurance Department or the ConnectiCare website or Access Health. We can help someone is going to be able to help you. It's a confusing time for a lot of people, but my understanding is the matter has been resolved. There's just a little bit of a tail to this where people are, you know, they might not yet have thought that they needed their insurance cards, and because, you know, sometimes you don't realize that you need your health insurance card until you go see your doctor. And so there, you know, just there's a little bit of a tail here. But, you know, I can say that Connecticut and Molina have been working very hard at making sure that all their consumers are covered, protected, and resolving this little hiccup that's taking place.
Very good. Well, similarly to the way you are providing all of this resource and support to Connecticut clients, really anyone doing business in the insurance space in Connecticut, and anyone who is an insurance customer, no matter what kind of insurance it is, can benefit from visiting the Connecticut Insurance Department's relatively new Consumer Information Center, which we've been talking about a little bit on this program over the past couple of months. This is a great resource, and as you kind of discussed early in the program, you know, insurance is kind of an interesting space, and it's got a lot of products, a lot of complicated moving parts to it, and your Consumer Information Center really helps to kind of break things down in ways that everybody can access and understand.
Yeah, I mean, look, check out our website. We try our best to make everything as easy as possible. We've been working with the state of Connecticut because all the agencies have guidelines on what their websites look like. But, you know, the Consumer Information Center has tons of resources. And, you know, when you're thinking about auto insurance at your renewal point, or you're thinking about health insurance, go to the website. It can answer many of the questions that you have. It can look up, you know, whether or not your agent that you're discussing with is licensed, or there are complaints, or you can look at the company that you're thinking about leveraging for any of your insurances and see what types of complaints come up with those companies. So our goal is really to give consumers as much information as possible so that they can make the best decisions. I know that buying insurance doesn't always seem like an important thing, but when you need insurance, it becomes very important. And it's one of those things where you're giving someone money today for something that they're going to ideally help you with in the future. So you want to make sure that you're giving the person or the right company your money.
Yeah. And in the last moment or two that we have with you, Interim Commissioner Hirschman, your predecessor was extremely passionate about making sure both the industry professionals and the public and the communities here in Connecticut were up to speed in terms of how the insurance industry is beginning to grapple with things like climate change and global warming. How do you take the baton from your predecessor and continue both the efforts that have already been put in place and perhaps introduce or support improvements?
Yeah, I mean, I know I have some pretty big shoes to fill. Commissioner Mays did an amazing job for the state of Connecticut. He was also the National Association of Insurance Commissioners president for a while, which helps the state because he's really steering the national conversation in insurance. And as you may or may not know, insurance is state-based regulation. So for the majority of insurance, the states are the final regulator. There's no federal overlay. So when we're talking about climate issues, they matter. They matter from a lot of different perspectives. They matter from an exposure perspective. They matter from a cost perspective. They matter from a solvency perspective. And it's something that, you know, I am super focused on, trying to figure out ways to incorporate more resiliency in the consumer's options. And what I mean by that is fortified homes, fortified roofs. Mm. There's fortified programs down south where, you know, there are grants that are given to consumers to be able to get these roofs that are going to to withstand some of these high winds. We're going to be getting more and more severe storms. The frequency and the severity is just going to continue to increase. So I look at my job as to try to attack every single one of those risks related to it, right, that I discussed. Mm. I'm also really interested in innovation, and I think that the use of artificial intelligence is going to increase availability and affordability of insurance. And I think figuring out the best way to make sure that carriers are leveraging it in a way that's meaningful, that's responsible, and that's actually helpful to consumers. So I think that there's a lot of interesting and fun areas of the insurance industry that we're going to see change in the short term. Or nearer term. Insurance typically moves slow, but I think as innovation and AI starts to get leveraged by the insurance industry in a more and more meaningful way, we'll see change happening at a higher clip.
Well, I'm looking forward to future conversations with you, sir. The Connecticut Insurance Department is committed to making sure that insurance companies follow the state's laws and treat you fairly. They offer guidance, support, and education, as well as regulating the industry in a way that promotes fair competition and makes sure insurance is available to everyone. Their interim commissioner is Josh Hirschman, kind enough to chat with us about a wide variety of important things this morning. We hope you've learned something, as I have. Josh, thank you very much. Great to meet you, and I look forward to chatting again.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.